Welcome back to DollarWise, the show which seeks to help everyone improve their financial circumstances using easy-to-grasp financial tips. On today's program, we bring you part two of our episode providing tips on how to climb out of debt with assistance from client financial education manager at Jamaica Money Market Brokers, JMMB, Michelle Sinclair Doyley. Any person who has been in a lot of debt will tell you there are few feelings as good as being debt-free. It may take a while, but it is worth all the sacrifice to guarantee that all your income belongs to you and you alone. If you're still in debt to various creditors trying to work your way back to freedom, one way to get yourself back on the right track is to clear the debt with the highest interest rate first. Client Financial Education Manager at Jamaica Money Market Brokers, JMMB, Michelle Sinclair Doyley, goes into detail about how to execute this method.
There are three steps. Step one, start by listing all your debts and the respective interest rates from the highest rate to the lowest interest rate. Two, contact your creditor. So that could be a bank, a furniture store, a loved one that you owe, and ask what is the minimum amount that they will permit you to pay each month. And then number three is, suppose you have four loans. You start by paying extra on the loan with the highest interest rates first, while paying the minimum on the other loans. When you have paid off loan number one, move to the loan that has the second highest interest rate. Again, you will pay extra on that loan while paying the minimum on the other loan. And when that loan is finished, you move on to the next loan in line and you continue.
While this strategy is easy enough to understand, Mrs. Sinclair Doyley emphasizes that it will require considerable willpower to ensure that you stick to the repayments you've committed to make. It is imperative to contact the creditor and establish the minimum payments they will allow you to make without going into arrears, rather than trying to do this for yourself. It's in your best interest to be on your creditor's good side, and ensuring that they understand your intention to repay your debt is a smart move in maintaining a good relationship.
Now, the objective of this is to focus on overpaying the loan with the lowest balance while making a minimum payment on the others. And since the loan amount is smaller, you should be able to clear it faster and you feel more motivated to continue.
The next tip to help get yourself out of debt is similar in principle to the last, except you focus on paying off your lowest debt amounts first.
Step one, start by listing all of your loan balances from the lowest balance to the highest balance. Contact your creditor and ask what is the minimum amount that you will allow me to pay each month. Then three, you're going to pay off the loan with the lowest balance first, while make extra payments to that loan, while paying the minimum on the other loans. When you've paid off that one, you move to the next one in line and you continue along.
The good thing about this method is that you'll feel a sense of accomplishment with each piece of debt you clear off as you work your way up to the last one. Not to mention, that sense of accomplishment will keep you motivated to keep making your payments and get yourself out of debt.
Many persons recognize that when you have less loans to repay, then it equals receiving more pay on payday. So it certainly helps to beat the stress and all of that. So I hope that persons can follow these tips and get on the road to being debt-free.
Client Financial Education Manager at Jamaica Money Market Brokers, JMMB, Michelle Sinclair Doyley. So as you try to climb out of debt, remember these two strategies. First, focus on the debts with the highest interest rates while making minimum payments on others. And number two, focus on the debts with the lowest balances and pay those off quickly. Either way, with some diligence and sacrifice, you should be able to make your way out of debt. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.